NASCAR is rolling into Nashville. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the NASCAR pre-race show for the 2024 Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway. Halfway through the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season, 18 races down, 18 to go, but just 8 more remaining in the regular season, just 8 more chances for guys to make the playoffs, 6 playoff spots open. Ross Chastain, last year's winner at Nashville, looking for a big win. He currently sits 93 points to the good, but a win would lock him in. Big race for Bubba Wallace to try to get back above that playoff cut line, and can Kyle Busch stop the bleeding? Or will a guy like Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Kyle Larson, all of which have 3 wins, could they get a 4th win and establish themselves as the championship favorite? So many storylines, as there are every week, going into this weekend's Ally 400 at Nashville Super Speedway. We have 300 laps, 400 miles on tap on Sunday afternoon. The first thing, though, that we have to take a look at is the entry list for this race, because we got some names that aren't always in the NASCAR Cup Series, most notably, at least in my opinion, the young phenom Corey Heim. Just 22 years old, four wins in the Truck Series this year in 12 races. Was probably the best driver in the Truck Series last year, definitely the best driver there this year. He'd be leading their regular season points if it wasn't for a disqualification at Charlotte. So, Corey Heim running his 3rd Cup race. Remember, he filled in for Eric Jones earlier in the season, but he is in the number 50 car for Legacy Motor Club. Not Legacy Motor Club, sorry, 2311 Racing, not Legacy Motor Club. Chad Fincham, Tennessee native, running a home race in the number 66 car for MBM Motorsports. Those are the notable guys on the entry list. So, 2 drivers that aren't normally in the Cup field in the Cup Series field. Welcome in Corey Heim and Chad Fincham to the NASCAR Cup Series this weekend. So, 38 drivers set to do battle. Let's take a look at the schedule. They will practice and qualify on Saturday afternoon, per usual. Practice 2:05 p.m. Eastern on USA Network, the NBC Sports app, PRN, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio, Channel 90. Qualifying shortly after 2:50 p.m. at 2:50 p.m. Eastern, USA Network, the NBC Sports app, PRN, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio. The race itself, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, the Ally 400 on Sunday, June 30th, NBC, the NBC Sports app, PRN, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio. Pre-race coverage starts at 3 on NBC, 2:30 Eastern on MRN on the radio. It looks like there's no pre-race on NBC. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Just 3:30 p.m. Eastern. So, who are the favorites? You heard me mention Ross Chastain. Chevy is 3-for-3 here in the NASCAR Cup Series. Kyle Larson in 2021, Chase Elliott in 2022, Ross Chastain in 2023. I think one guy I haven't seen mentioned near as much as I would like to see him mentioned is William Byron. 3-time winner this year. He has 9 wins in the last season and a half. He's been on a massive tear. And I don't know if he should be considered the favorite. Chastain's never finished worse than 5th here. 2nd in 2021, had the best car that day, you know, for any driver not named Kyle Larson. 5th in 2022, was under the radar that year. And then last year, whipped the field, dominated, won that race. They haven't shown winning speed this year. That's an abnormality for that one team. Last year, especially the first half of the year, they were in the mix. They weren't winning because they were wrecking. 2023 or 2022, remember, he won that race at COTA, won at Talladega. Last year, he won that race in Nashville and then didn't win again until the season finale at Phoenix. So that one team is looking for winning speed, and this is the perfect place for it. You know who else is looking for a big win? The guy that gave up that win to Chastain. The guy, I think, who finished 2nd or 3rd here last year, MTJ, Martin Truex. Just 18 races left in his full-time Cup Series career. He comes in 155 points to the good. He's going to make the playoffs. Unless a catastrophe, a collapse of biblical proportions were to happen, MTJ is a playoff driver in 2024, but he wants that win. He doesn't want this to be it. But if a win happens for Truex, if they break down that wall, it could open the floodgates, and it could be a major slew of wins coming from that 19 team. I think the same thing about Chastain, especially with tracks like Chicago and Indianapolis coming up for them. It just depends. Could Bell get a 4th win? Denny Hamlin, he's a favorite for this race. Kyle Larson's a favorite everywhere you go. We could race on Mars, and he'd be a favorite. Chase Elliott, looking for his 2nd win of the year. Tyler Reddick as well. If this groove widens out, could he get it? Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, so many guys this weekend are going to have a chance to win. Track's going to be hot. It's going to be slick. The groove's going to be wide. You're going to be seeing these guys race high against the wall, against the yellow line in the bottom of the racetrack, in the middle, three quarters of the way up, two fifths of the way down. It's going to be a really fun race. I'm really excited. I don't envy the drivers or even the fans in the grandstands because it's going to be incredibly hot. We're used to that down here in Arkansas, and they are used to it up there in Nashville too, but it's going to be incredibly hot. Don't envy you guys. Stay safe, stay cool, stay hydrated best you can, and enjoy your day at the races. Let's take a look at these playoff standings before I make my pick for who's going to win this Ally 400. I'll get Emily's pick. We'll know that Sunday. Hopefully she can join us for the post-race show on Sunday. I am losing terribly to her in our pick points. Hopefully I can turn that around. Larson, Hamlin, Bell, Byron, all with three wins. Nobody with just two. Interestingly enough, it's those four who have dominated with three wins each. 10 winners this year. The other six guys that have won races have just one win apiece. Elliott, Reddick, Blaney, Keselowski, Suarez, Cindric, all with just one win. Martin Truex is the first guy in on points right now. He's plus 155 to the cut line. Ross Chastain, plus 93. Ty Gibbs, sophomore driver, no sophomore slump here, plus 82. Alex Bowman, after that engine failure, just 59 points to the good. This is a big race for him. Ally, of course, his primary sponsor, the sponsor of the race. It'd be big if he were able to break through for a win. Chris Buescher, 15th plus 50. Joey Logano, two-time Cup Series champ, trying to make the playoffs. He is 16th plus 13 right now. Leapfrog Bubba Wallace last week. Bubba currently 17th minus 13. Chase Briscoe, 18th minus 25. Kyle Busch, can it get any worse at Nashville? We'll see. 19th minus 45. Josh Berry is 20th minus 73. I think everybody behind Berry probably has to win. And he, you know, Berry might have to win too. And be interested to see if Barry can keep up his momentum. Top seven finishes the last 2 weeks. Seventh at Iowa, third at New Hampshire. Briscoe, a runner-up at New Hampshire, too. We'll see what he can do. There's no direct comparison for Nashville. Like, do we go to other mile-and-a-third tracks? Yes, Darlington. Keselowski won Darlington. But Nashville's a concrete surface, so you might think Dover. Okay, who won Dover? It was Denny Hamlin holding off Kyle Larson. There's just so many factors. I think there's 20 guys, legit, that could win this race. Probably maybe 16, 17, maybe not 20, but a lot of guys that could win this race. I think everybody in the top eight, I think probably exclude Suarez and Cindric, and then like Truex. Yeah. 17 guys I think could probably win this race. I think anybody from first through eighth in the playoff standings and then 11th through 19th could win. Maybe even Josh Berry if they show up with a fast enough car. It's a really fun racetrack. It's a really racy racetrack, especially at night. There were worries about rain, thunderstorms. I think those worries have been absolved as the forecast has gotten updated through the week. I don't think weather is going to play a factor, at least in the Cup race. If there are any storms, it would be in the morning. We'd be able to get the racetrack dry, but it looks like it's going to be hot, sunny. Track's going to be slick. Tires are going to wear. So who am I picking to win this race? I really need to make a good pick this weekend. And because Emily is not picking before me, I have my pick of the litter. And it's a really, really tough choice. As badly as I want to pick Ross Chastain, I'm not sure I trust him. You know who I do trust? His most bitter rival, Denny Hamlin. Give me Denny Hamlin to win the Ally 400 this weekend at Nashville Super Speedway. I think he wins his fourth race of the year. He says it's his year. I believe the man. I think he solidifies himself as the championship favorite if we can have one of those in June going into July. So Denny Hamlin is my pick. I'll have you covered for the post-race show tonight after the Truck Series race. Same thing tomorrow evening after the Xfinity Series race. And, of course, Emily and I will have you covered at Sunday night after the Cup Series race. I'm heading to the Chicago Street Race, covering that race for yardbarker.com. So I'll be covered all weekend at the track there. Catch you guys later. Follow us on X, by the way, at B2LPod on Twitter. Follow us on YouTube and all other major podcast platforms at Below the Line. My name is Samuel Stubbs. I'll catch you guys later. Goodbye.